You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Joey Price on the line, and he's CEO over at Jumpstart HR, and he's also host of Business, Life, and Coffee podcast. Joey, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, man. So I'm excited to get into today's topic, how to help employees thrive in the midst of a pandemic. So obviously, nobody's happy we're in the middle of this pandemic, but I'm happy that you're going to come on here and provide some insight into what you're doing. And I also want to get into your podcast. So the people that have been listening to this show for a long time, they know I love supporting and building and helping and contributing to the podcast community. So for everybody listening, we're going to get into that. And I want you to go check out the podcast. But before we do that, let's dive into your company, Joey. Tell us a little bit more about Jumpstart HR, please.
Sure. Yeah. So Jumpstart HR, we work with small businesses and startups across the country and basically become their HR department. So the way that we do that is we work remotely because let's face it, these days, you as a small business owner, it's likely that you want to put the best team possible together. So you may have someone that works in office near you, but you may have another team member that works across the country or works in another state. And we work with those sort of businesses because they get the fact that you can put the best team together and it doesn't necessarily have to be people that are in your space. So we work with small businesses and startups, become their HR department, whether that's for projects, whether that's long-term consulting, or if it's just for on-call as needed.
Man, that's awesome. And at the end of this, I'm going to give you the opportunity to leave your website or contact or however you want the audience to connect with you after and follow up to learn more. So before we do that, though, what's typically a good fit? Like if it's a size of company, revenue, if it's industry, I mean, just in general, I want the right people following up with you.
Yeah. So you're never too small to have HR helping you build the business that you've dreamed of, right? So whether you're a founder that just wants to launch and you need some kind of guidance on how to put the best team together possible and some of the laws and compliances that you may have to worry about, or if you're humming along, you've got a lot of business, maybe 10, 20 employees, and you say, hey, I don't want to do this HR thing anymore, or the person that we have doing HR doesn't really know how to do HR the way that I thought they did. We can step in there. And we also work with groups that are larger. So it's not so much the size of the organization that that makes the most sense for us, but really it's the mindset of the owner. You know, someone who says, hey, there's a company out there who can do HR better than we can, but can make sure that it's freeing up my time so that I can go out and do great things and frees up my employee time so they can focus on what they're good at. You know, if you work with an outsourced accountant, if you work with an outsourced marketing team, if you work with outsourced legal, maybe you should consider outsourcing your HR.
Well said. Let's dive into today's topic. So, you know, a lot of people, are affected by this pandemic and the workplace has changed. So, just thinking about it, how to help employees thrive in the midst of this pandemic. I mean, where do you want to start this topic? I know it's a big topic. We can only cover so much in a 15-minute episode, but where do you want to start?
Man, Adam, you know, this is a very long, very big topic to tackle. And undoubtedly, somebody's listening to the show and they just thinking about it, there's this pit in their stomach of, oh my goodness, what are the things that I've had to overcome? And so thinking about our own lives as business owners and, you know, are we going to be able to meet payroll? And, what about our clients that maybe, can we keep our clientele or not, or do we have to pivot into something else? The way that we are thinking about the challenges that we're facing in the pandemic, we have to think about our employees as well. And it's not just work, right? It's going to be, you know, how do I manage childcare? How do I manage caring for my elderly parents? When can I see my elderly parents? How can I travel? How can I take time off? There are a lot of things that are going through an employee's mind that it would be incredibly helpful if you as the employer were thinking of ways to make your employees' life easier, not just from a standpoint of like making sure that their home life is better, but making sure that they're able to show up refreshed to be better and productive at your business.
So, you know, what is, I know, and there's a lot of people listening that, again, business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and they want to do that, but maybe they don't necessarily know how. Can you give an example of just some things you've seen? And again, I know it'll vary for company to company, and I know there's no blanket answer for everyone, but like just an example of some things you've seen that organizations either that you've worked with or otherwise have done that you've seen they've done well to navigate certain things that are going on.
Yeah, I can give you a whole list of examples, Adam. But what I want to remind and encourage people that are listening is that even though we're in the midst of a pandemic and there's a lot of change happening, the goalposts in our organization are still the same, right? We still want people mm-hmm. to show up excited about work. We still want to serve our customers well. We still want to expand and protect our businesses. And we want to make sure that there's a work environment that people feel like they can enjoy going to. And so my takeaway, if people don't get anything other than this, is really that, you know, just because our circumstances have changed doesn't mean our goals have changed. And what is helpful for us to focus on our goal is to think about four key areas where employees really want to win at work that ultimately help you as a business owner, right? So employees want to be confident that they are confident in the skill and ability to perform at their job. They want to be creative and have opportunities for them to reimagine the way that work is done or be able to make recommendations and improve things. They want to make sure that there's communication, you know, clear feedback on how things are going. And, you know, if you do those things well, you also want to focus on culture, making sure that you're building an organization, whether we're in the midst of COVID or not, that employees want to work for, and that your great employees don't want to leave. So some practical things to help you with confidence is, you know, asking your employees, hey, how are you tackling your project? Do you need training? Is there anything that we can do to support your growth? When it comes to creativity, you know, be open to getting employee feedback of, hey, how do you think we've navigated this COVID pivot? And do you think there are some things we could think about going into 2021 that would make us more successful and make your life a lot easier? From a communication standpoint, I always say, you know, in the midst of crisis, sometimes we forget that communication is important and we focus so much on the bottom line. We focus so much on revenue. We focus so much on delivering value for our customers. All of that is incredibly important. But from a communication standpoint, check in with your employees often, and that's going to make sure that there's clarity around the key goals. And then from a culture standpoint, you know, think about the kind of business that you'd want to work for and ask yourself, are we delivering that for our employees? And there may be some help needed to create the kind of culture that you want. But, you know, fun hangout, sending your employees DoorDash coupons or doing virtual sip and paint. You know, there's a lot of things you can do to preserve the fun in your business.
Man, those are great ideas. I want some DoorDash coupons. This is craziness. Forget them. I want some too. No, I'm just playing. No, that's great advice, Joey, and I appreciate that, because I think that even just you saying that is that I'm making a joke, but even just you saying, you know, sending DoorDash coupons and little things like that, I feel like that seems something that's very small, but it's something that does make a difference. It doesn't matter the size, the level of the employee either. It's just one of those things. It's just them knowing, okay, I'm appreciated. Like, there's a lot on a lot of levels. That's just a great thing to do. So thank you for reminding us, me included, that I think I probably need to send a couple people one now that you said that. thank you, Joey. I want to spend a little bit of time on your podcast. So as I mentioned earlier, and if it's your first time listening, then I love supporting the podcasting community and podcasters. If you've been with me for a while, I definitely want you to go check out this podcast. So Business, Life, and Coffee Podcast. What's the inspiration behind the pod?
Man, Adam, I thought about how I got successful as an entrepreneur. You know, it was those coffee shop conversations with mentors, with professionals in my network. And I realized that not every entrepreneur or wantrepreneur has that ability to reach out and call someone who's performing at the highest level of their craft, right? So maybe it's because, you know, they're just starting out. Maybe they haven't built a network. Maybe they're intimidated or afraid to reach out to someone on LinkedIn and say, hey, I'm going to grab coffee with you. And so I said, you know, what if I brought those conversations to the entrepreneur community? And we talk about a whole host of things. You know, it's marketing, it's finance, it's human resources, obviously, because that's my thing. But each episode is packed with practical advice with an expert or some thoughts that I have to help you as an entrepreneur succeed in your business. And maybe think about some things you haven't been thinking about. Each episode is about 30 minutes or less. Try to make it bite-sized and practical. And it's just a fun way to connect with people who could one day become your mentor if you wanted to reach out and ask, or your advisor or your service provider in a very low salesy kind of environment. And we're just talking about topics that help entrepreneurs win it.
This is great. I love it. I love the fact that you're out there podcasting. I love that you are, you know, helping to add to this body of work overall. And I think the reasons that you started the podcast are amazing. And you're right. It's not easy. It's not easy to do some of the things that you mentioned. And the fact that you're going out there and producing great content for others to benefit from, I think it's awesome. So that being said, Joey, I could talk to you about this all day long, but we're about out of time. If somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about Jumpstart HR and connecting with you and your team, or if they even want to listen to your podcast, I mean, what's the best way for them to connect with your brand overall?
Best way to reach out to me is to visit our website at jumpstart-hr.com. From there, you'll get a highlight of some of the services that we provide and even be able to schedule a free 15-minute appointment. And then you can connect with me on LinkedIn. LinkedIn.com/in/JoeyDePrice. But, you know, Google is a great way to get in contact. Just search Joey Price, Jumpstart HR, and you'll find me. You'll find the podcast. Our podcast website is businesslifeandcoffee.com.
Perfect. Well, Joey, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the stuff you're doing over at Jumpstart HR and on the podcast, of course, Business, Life, and Coffee Podcast. So great stuff there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give me a subscribe there, but also leave me some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Joey, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam.